This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, M like Mary, O-G-I-E-L-S-K-I, date of birth 8/30/1950. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Mogielski with stage 2 chronic kidney disease secondary to hypertension and COPD. His last visit was March 6th of this year. His weight is stable. He's getting ready for a hip replacement, right-sided. However, he had an ultrasound of his thyroid and was found to have some thyroid nodules, and he reports that he requires a biopsy of one of the thyroid nodules prior to having hip surgery, and that's going to be scheduled soon, he reports. Otherwise, he's feeling well. Weight is unchanged. No chest pain, palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He does have shortness of breath with exertion that is stable. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligrams daily. And since his last visit, he started Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, Flonase nasal spray. And he still is on Singulair, Lipitor, and Claritin as needed. Physical exam, weight 269 pounds, pulse is 78. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites. Lungs have prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Extremities, a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9-12 of 2024. Creatinine is stable, 1.18 with estimated GFR greater than 60, calcium 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 27, urine, negative blood and negative for protein, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 2, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension, stable. And 3, COPD. We will continue to check labs every 3 to 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.